are going to make public remaining records relating to the assassinations of President John F. Kennedy.
Sir, we have an executive order ordering the declassification of files relating to the assassinations of President John F. Kennedy.
That's a big one, huh? A lot of people are waiting for this for years, for decades. And everything will be revealed.
This morning, more than 60 years after President John F. Kennedy was assassinated riding in a presidential motorcade in Dallas, intelligence agencies are supposed to deliver a plan to the White House outlining the public release of the remaining files in the case.
I think there is definitely revelatory material in there.
Investigative journalist Jeff Morley is especially interested in information about a CIA agent who worked in Cuba. Testimony from another CIA official that remains heavily redacted. And letters Jackie Kennedy wrote to President Lyndon Johnson, along with four interviews she gave to a historian in 1964.
Jackie Kennedy and Bobby Kennedy are known to have privately not believed the official story of the assassination.
For decades, the sealed documents fueling conspiracy after conspiracy, even though the vast majority have long been public. Was the CIA somehow involved? Did Lee Harvey Oswald take his orders from a foreign government? Theories that are still believed by some to this day, even though multiple investigations and the Warren Commission concluded Oswald acted alone.
Everything will be revealed.
President Trump signed an executive order releasing the files on all three of the assassinations that rocked the country in the 1960s. President Kennedy, his brother Robert, and Martin Luther King Jr. But it is the shooting of JFK and speculation about what has yet to be revealed generating the most interest.
It's long time overdue for transparency.
Investigative journalist Gerald Posner disagrees that what remains is going to be revelatory. Posner blames the CIA itself for enabling what have become some of the most enduring conspiracies in U.S. history.
This is what they're doing time and time again at the CIA, over-redacting, holding back on information which the American people have a right to see.
So Steph, when all is finally released, does that mean that everything that the government has on the Kennedy assassination will finally be made public?
Well, what experts like the people you heard in that story are saying, these investigative journalists, is that this has been a fight all along to get these documents released, and that the intelligence agencies have been battling it basically at every step. In fact, Donald Trump tried to get these documents released in his first administration, but a number of things were redacted. He ended up submitting to the intelligence agencies at the time. He says he's not going to do that anymore. And what you hear repeatedly, regardless of what people may think is actually in these files, right, everyone across the board believes that they should be fully released.
Okay.
Welcome to The End of Innocence. I'm your host, Sean Young. The decades-long wait for the release of the government secret files on the assassination of President John F. Kennedy could be nearing an end, with word from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence that a plan to make the documents public has been delivered to the White House under an order from President Trump. A spokesperson for the office said in a statement last Friday afternoon, quote, "In accordance with the President's executive order, ODNI submitted its plan to the White House," end quote. However, it remains unclear how soon thousands of assassinated-related documents will actually be declassified. The executive order the President signed last month required only the delivery of a plan by Friday's deadline for the full and complete release of records relating to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. The executive order came after Trump had previously promised on the campaign trail to declassify the documents upon entering his second term, saying at that time, quote, "When I return to the White House, I will declassify and unseal all JFK assassination-related documents. It's been 60 years. Time for the American people to know the truth," end quote. Researchers and authors have expressed the hope that a national security establishment that has historically insisted on secrecy and dragged its heels for years on such requests from others would be spurred to fast action by Trump. But skepticism lingers among experts, including myself, that any classified materials will be swiftly unredacted by officials at the CIA, FBI, and other agencies. They face harder choices than Trump knew when he made his proclamation, quote, "that all will be revealed," end quote. How serious Trump was is going to be tested. Trump had initially promised to release the last batch of documents during his first term, but such efforts ultimately dissipated. Trump then blocked the release of hundreds of records on the assassination following several CIA and FBI appeals.
People that I, you know, that you would find reasonable people, and they asked me not to do it, so I said, well, we'll close it for another time.
JFK assassination researchers are particularly interested in having unfettered access to CIA documents regarding surveillance the spy agency conducted on Kennedy's accused assassin Lee Harvey Oswald prior to Kennedy's killing. The CIA first opened a file on Oswald following his attempted defection to the Soviet Union in 1959. In the months prior to the assassination, the agency tracked his visit to Mexico City, where he attempted to attain a visa to travel to Cuba. If the Trump order is seriously implemented, we will get to see those files. Congress voted in 1992 to have all of the government's assassination-related documents declassified by 2017, a deadline that has been repeatedly extended by Presidents Trump and Biden due to concerns raised by the national security agencies. Ongoing classification was necessary, they argued, to protect the names of agency employees, intelligence assets, sources, and methods still in use by U.S. spies, as well as, quote, "still classified covert action programs still in effect." President Trump's January 23rd order said he has determined that redactions are no longer consistent with the public interest and that the release of these records is long overdue. Trump, in that same order, also requested a plan for the release of classified records relating to the assassinations of Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert F. Kennedy, with a deadline of early March. The National Archives, which holds custody of the assassination-related records, said in a statement that it, quote, "looks forward to implementing the president's direction in partnership with our agency partners," end quote. What we will actually see in these files is the big question that myself and other researchers are trying to answer. Here's a very good interview done for the program titled Rising, which is a weekday Washington, D.C. morning show. The interview is with fellow researcher and author Jefferson Morley. Morley has been seeing a lot of airtime lately, and rightfully so, since the announcement about the release of the files.
The JFK files are still in limbo. Yes, President Trump did sign an executive order 3 days after taking office, demanding the full and unredacted release of those documents, but don't hold your breath. Experts say it'll be a while before the public gets a glimpse.
The secretive documents have, of course, been a source of intrigue and conspiracy theories about the death of the 35th U.S. president. And they've become a hot potato tossed from President Trump during his first term, then to President Biden, and now back to Trump. So Trump has directed his Attorney General, Pam Bondi, and Director of National Intelligence, presumably Tulsi Gabbard, to make it happen.
Trump's January 23rd order specified the pair to give him a plan in 15 days. That deadline, though, has come and gone. So, will we actually get to see the JFK files? Well, here to weigh in is Jeff Morley, editor of the JFK Facts on Substack. Jeff, welcome. Thanks for joining Rising.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so what are we to make of this delay? Obviously, there's the assumption that there's probably a lot of sensitive material in these documents. I imagine quite a bit of it will be redacted. Do you think we will eventually get to see these documents related to the JFK assassination?
I think so, but I agree it's going to take a while. So today is the deadline. We could hear something later today, and a frequent tactic of the White House when they face putting out bad news. They do it late on a Friday night, the Friday night news dump. So it's possible that we'll get that. But they also do have a legitimate excuse. Tulsi Gabbard has not been confirmed. She's been known to be outspoken on the issue of JFK files. I'm assuming she wants to be in on the writing of the plan. And so they could just push until they have a director of national intelligence. So we can also be sure that while that happens, the CIA is mounting a rear guard action to prevent disclosure of material that they don't want disclosed. And if anybody thinks that because Donald Trump wrote some words on a piece of paper, the CIA is going to change the behavior that they've exhibited over the last 62 years, that's not the way the CIA works. They are going to try and dodge and minimize this. So I would assume that there's also some struggle going on behind the scenes. And Trump's advisors themselves may differ because they do face some hard issues in declassifying very sensitive CIA operations.
I think that's a great point, Jeff, because every time this topic comes up, there's this suggestion that we're finally going to, you know, find out the truth. And of course, the mere disclosure of documents doesn't necessarily do that, especially if they're very heavily redacted. But in terms of, for people who don't, you know, follow every single aspect of this since 1963, what kind of things might we be looking for if we're being kind of optimistic about the level of disclosure? What are the kind of specific issues regarding the Kennedy assassination that we'd be looking at?
If you want to understand what we're going to learn, you need to understand what we've learned in recent years. A lot of JFK material was released under Presidents Trump and Biden, and a lot of material was released before that. And that material has really transformed and deepened our understanding of events leading to the president's assassination. The story that has emerged in the last 10 years is that the alleged lone nut assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald, was actually very carefully monitored by senior CIA officials for 4 years before Kennedy's assassination. On November 21st, 1963, CIA counterintelligence chief James Angleton had a 180-page dossier on Oswald on his desk. So anything associated with James Angleton that comes out is going to be of interest to people who are interested in the JFK assassination. And more broadly, the CIA's surveillance of Lee Harvey Oswald before the assassination. This is the story that the CIA has been sitting on, and they're probably going to try and keep it from becoming public.
Yeah, I expect so. Do you think anything about the CIA's behavior will change even an iota with John Ratcliffe now at the helm of that agency? He's been a little bit more friendly, I think, to disclosure, but still has a long history of being within the intelligence community. So what do you think his role in all of this will be?
Well, I think that, you know, John Ratcliffe and Marco Rubio and Pam Biondi may have a very different perception of what to do with JFK files than Kash Patel and Tulsi Gabbard. And Trump's going to have to sort this out because these are super sensitive documents. The CIA did persuade Mike Pompeo last time that he should not release them, and Pompeo convinced Trump. If you read President Trump's order carefully, it does give Ratcliffe final authority over any plan that is issued. So they could get together, Pam Biondi and Tulsi Gabbard could write a plan, and Ratcliffe could overrule it. So that's the kind of thing that's probably going on and will account for. If we don't see a plan soon, that's because they're wrestling with these issues.
I think any time President Trump comes up, debate around what he does tends to divide, for reasons we all understand, along very partisan lines. But setting aside what he believes represents and has enacted, generally speaking, do you think his long-expressed skepticism of the intelligence community and all of that, is that playing into this push for disclosure of these documents, in your opinion?
Yes, it is. Trump realized that this was a good issue for him. When RFK endorsed him back at that rally in August, and Trump said, "And I'm going to release all the JFK files," he gets a great applause line, like the biggest applause line of the rally. And Trump notices stuff like that. That's why he went on Joe Rogan and repeated his promise to release. So he sees good politics in all of this.
And he also says that he's going to release files related to RFK and MLK Jr. as well. I know you're sort of our resident JFK expert, but it would be great if you could maybe speak to this broader attempt at declassification. Will those other two sets of documents, you think, run into a lot of the same issues?
Yeah, but the RFK and MLK are a little different in that those collections are scattered. There's questions about Martin Luther King's personal life that are raised by wiretap tapes. That's going to be a more difficult job just to pull those records together to identify them. So appropriately, they've given themselves more time. The JFK files, on the other hand, those are located easily in Washington. They could put their hands on those within 24 hours if they want to. So RFK and MLK is going to take a longer time.
And just finally, Jeff, briefly, it doesn't seem like you think there's real cause for massive excitement about this deadline. You suspect that what we will find out may be fairly tightly circumscribed.
Yeah, if they release something, you know, it will reflect that the CIA still controls the process. And, you know, whether Trump's desires and the advice of his advisors can overcome that resistance from the CIA, that's the real question around the JFK files right now.
And just when you think this thing couldn't get any stranger, we get an announcement today on Monday, February 10th from the FBI. The announcement says, "Hey Joe, hey Sam, I'll be damned. How about that? Look what we found behind the refrigerator. This looks like a bunch of old JFK documents. I think we better put these in the right place." But in all seriousness, the FBI has just announced that they have uncovered 2,400 new records about President John F. Kennedy's assassination following President Trump's order to release the secret files. These documents contain about 14,000 pages worth of material that a disclosure board was supposed to review but never saw. Imagine that. While experts claim the discovery could lead to a new area of transparency regarding the shooting, Trump insiders worried the development was a stall tactic. One anonymous Trump aide was furious, calling the development total deep state bullshit. Another said, "When Trump hears about this stonewalling, he's going to hit the roof." However, the continued frustration could see the Trump administration completely bypass the normal standard. It wouldn't surprise me at all if all these records just suddenly appear online. I really think Trump just wants to move on and call this a promise kept. We'll just have to wait and see. The clock is ticking. If you like what you hear every week and want to learn more about the assassination, please pick up my book, The End of Innocence, The Assassination of President John F. Kennedy. It's available right now on Amazon, or you can find it at www.endofinnocencejfk.com. In honor of the release of the JFK assassination records, I'm sending out signed copies of my book. If you would like one of these, please email me at endofinnocencejfk@gmail.com. The price is $40 for the soft cover and $60 for the hardcover, plus shipping and handling. I can promise you won't be disappointed in the book. It's an oversized coffee table style book. The book is over 500 pages with almost 1,000 pictures. You won't be disappointed. And hey, send me your comments about the book or this podcast at endofinnocencejfk@gmail.com. We'll see you next week.